Dave Moore on Today FM.
I feel like we haven't given the podcast a proper intro in a while. We've just been, you know, talking. So I'm gonna be official and super professional now and say hello and welcome to the Dave Moore podcast. That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, was that good?
Do you want to introduce us?
Oh, hi, I'm Dave, and these are my friends.
We don't even get names.
No,
we're downgraded to friends. It's kind of yawned.
It's Maria and Emer. Yay. Maria and Emer, guys.
Oh, I love the studio audience edition.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
I could hit a button, but it would require me to use a mouse, and I'm just not arsed.
So, life's too short.
Yeah. Just imagine there was a big applause there, guys.
I
you
do.
I really hate. I hate trackpads on laptops.
Trackpads? Really?
I'm a mouse girl.
I only use. And in fact, my mom's a mouse girl, and she disabled her trackpad.
Oh, no, you could
she
do
doesn't
that.
Know. She doesn't know how. So now she can only use the mouse. And so then anytime she hands me her computer to, like, you know, book me the flight or do whatever. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, nothing's happening. She's like, you have to use this. But she operates her computer on her armchair. So she has an upturned placemat from, like, her dinner set that she sits on the arm of her thing and uses her mouse that way.
You should get her like a little armchair table thing that drapes over.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, listen, I will tell you now that my mother is the hardest person to buy anything for because she just likes things the way they are.
Yeah.
Right? So I would get her that, for example. That's a great shout. And I've thought about that before. And you can buy these things that clip onto the armrest of the chair and then across has a little table, little space for your drink, whatever. She'd be like, I like the little placemat upturned. I've always done it that way. So I'm like, all right, ma'am, whatever you
leave
like.
Leave her off.
I'll never forget the Christmas. My dad bought her an iPad. And literally, I've never seen a man do such a man thing. He gave her, we were all like, oh my God. Like, the iPads were only out. We were like, unbelievable. Like, dad, knocking it out of the park. And she was just sitting there going, what the hell am I going to do with this? What the hell would I do? Now, nowadays, she has her iPad. She watches her TV shows on whatever she watches in the evening time. She couldn't get enough of it. She can travel with it. She can have it wherever. But then, and this was like, honestly, whenever iPads came out, like it was a year later, she just did not understand. And literally, he just was crushed and was like, I'll just take it back on Steven or the day after Steven.
No.
And she made him.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you can take it back and get his money back.
Oh,
it was so brilliant.
Oh, God, if you were that retail employee, wouldn't you just want to cry for him when he brought it in the day after Steven's day?
Didn't go well, did it?
Oh, it was so good. So good. Anyway, we don't mind what technology you use to listen to this podcast. The most important thing is that you are here and you are listening, and you will get an absolute treat now as we go on a guided meditation with Limerick's finest, Noni. Remember her? Noni, come on in. Seriously, come on in, come on in, come on in. Here she is, ladies and gents.
Jesus, oh, God, you look great.
You too.
Well, that's fantastic. You look fantastic. Are you? Is that your wife's top? Oh, no.
I like them tight fitting these days, Noni.
Big lunches in today. Big lunches.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep the strength up.
Come here, it's so good to see you. Still selling the chocolate out of the pram?
Oh, it's still selling the chocolate. Absolutely, yeah.
What deals have you got on for this week?
I've got fries.
Oh,
fries.
Turkish delight or fried chocolate cream?
Well, they're Turkish delight, but they're tuberculosis delight. they've got a new little bit of iodine. That's everything is out of date. Must go last week.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic. Deprived of today, okay.
Right, but other than selling chocolate, which is obviously your key strength, you also want to get involved in Dermot's Busy and Wrecked
Tour. Oh my God, they're all doing it now. All the celebs are doing it. Sure, if he could do it. You want to catch your man Brizzy? What's he? A lanky pop star. I'll fix your mind, he says. Right, whatever. Blind boy.
Yeah. You must know him well.
Listen, I know him very well, but he's just a young fellow with a bag in his head. And he's like, I'll tell you how your brain works. Fine. And then your man Whelan.
Yeah.
So he got his meditation degree in a lucky bag.
Noni, that's offensive. I worked hard for that.
Okay, sorry, he got it with SO Tiger tokens. That was it, yeah. It was either a meditation certificate or a jug kettle. He went with the other one. Why can't I do it?
Yeah, you can do it and you should do it. So would you want to give it a go?
I'd like to do a guided meditation. Well, I'd show him that I can be in the show.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what,
God,
Noni,
Dave, I apologize.
No, honestly, Dermot, it's okay because I love enabling Noni's chaos.
Mary, are they... Mary?
Her name's Noni.
Noni, are they different tights?
Yeah, I have one leg. One winter leg and one summer leg tights. I don't want to get too hot. My left leg gets hotter.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even do it.
No, so what denier are the, is the summer one?
What?
What? What denier?
There's no sausages in it. There's no denny. But what's he talking about?
No, I'll tell you what, right? Why don't you... You have the airwaves of the entire nation listening to you now.
Yeah.
Why don't you... Give us a little bit of a Noni guided meditation here.
Lads,
okay?
If you're stressed out on a Monday and you're sick of the rain, come and buy my chocolate. But also, shut up and relax. Relax with Noni. Shut up and relax, you go. That's it, David. Say, shut up and relax. You go.
Go.
There you go, kid.
God, this is relaxing.
That's it. Relax your eyes. Breathe in through your kneecaps and out through your spine. Breathe in through your earlobes and out through your forehead. That's it. Now I want you to picture yourself in a beautiful place.
Okay.
Cecil Street in Limerick. The rain is cascading down. Your anorak is soaked. You might pop into the Limerick Youth Centre for a bun.
I might.
That's it. You're thinking, I'm feeling peckish. Then you see a beautiful woman standing with her pram.
She looks, I see her there now, yeah.
She looks like a mixture of Michelle Pfeiffer, Demi Moore, and Tom Selleck. Oh, sorry, the moustache is out of control these days. Sorry, lads. Haven't had a chance to burn it off. You want something from her pram?
I do.
Yeah. How's your feet like?
A tuberculosis delight.
You want to buy everything from her pram, which is full of chocolate. That's it. Shut up and relax. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in again. Breathe in again. Breathe in again.
Breathe in.
Shut up and relax, you go. And that's it. Now, if you look to your left, you'll see a squad car. Because I robbed you all out of Musgraves. So I'm going to have to leave you, kid.
Right, Noni.
Don't forget to shut up and relax, you. Go.
DermotWheelan.com. Oh, God. I just, as much time as I could spend with Noni would just be the brightest thing in my life. But unfortunately, you know.
She's funny. A lot. She's Noni tried to rob my coat yesterday.
Yes. Yeah,
she actually did.
Well, first of all, she robbed it after she like immediately just assumed that the only possible thing lying around the studio would be hers.
Yeah.
It's like, Noni, are you serious? Well, yeah, that's typical her, all right.
Non-stop.
We had a brilliant conversation about those little moments where you fall for something, or more importantly, you make someone else fall for something. Your gullible moments. Hiya, Grainne.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Very good. What happened with you? Who did you fool?
Well, we were in Balmullet for the weekend, and my sister-in-law came to visit. So, like you do, you bring them to the beach, show them all the tourist attractions.
The Atlantic Ocean, yeah.
I said, look really clearly now, you might see the Statue of Liberty. And she spent ages trying to see the Statue of Liberty. I never told her the truth. She probably still thinks she can.
In fairness, the curvature of the earth would have to be on your side if you were able to see it all across 3,000 miles. Oh, Grainne, you're brilliant. And you think she still might actually think the same thing?
Probably, yeah.
Amazing. All right, nice one, Grainne. Thanks a million.
Thanks.
See
ya.
Bye. Liam's in Cork this morning. How are you, Liam?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
Good. What did you do to someone?
Well, me and my friends were doing our driving test at the same time.
Yeah.
So we were studying and everything for it. So she was the day before, I was the day after. And, one of my friends said, it's like, you know what, we should tell her that the yellow lines on the road, the bumps before the roundabout.
Oh, the bumps, yeah. The little kind of speedy bump things.
To let her know that blind people, it's to let blind people know. So anyway, we told her anyway. She went on a driving test. She was actually asked that question, what they were used for. Told the examiner, he burst out laughing. Like, she still passed though, so it's fine.
These are the kind of the rumble strips on the way to a roundabout where you're driving.
That's what it is.
So she told the examiner, so blind people knew there was a roundabout coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, incredible. And how long? I presume immediately she realised that you had fooled her.
She knew immediately after. It's like the examiner had to tell her that, no, it's not for that.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, did both of you pass your tests that weekend?
We did.
Excellent. Even with her ridiculous comments, she still passed.
Even, I did something stupid as well. As I was, like, my examiner told me to, for brownie points, tell the examiner to see if his seatbelt was fastened and all that.
Right.
Or, you know. But I was like, yeah, that's fine. And his door was closed securely and all that. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. As we were pulled out of the test centre, I was driving up the hill and the car was going ding, ding, ding. I was like, oh, God. So he says, look, when you get to the top of the hill, pull left and all that, and we'll find out what's going on. My door wasn't closed.
And he still passed you. Those were the days, Liam. Those were the days. Yeah. All right, nice one. Thanks a million, Liam. See ya. Bye, bye, bye. Brilliant. Leanne's been on as well. Say, Dave, for some reason, I've no idea why, we told our friend that Elton John's song, Are You Ready? You know this one? Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Yes, I am. Are you ready? Great song, great song, great song. We told our friend that it was Henry Shefflin singing Are You Ready? That it wasn't Elton John at all. And years later, I heard her telling someone about Henry Shefflin's singing career, and we still haven't corrected her. I think she still possibly might believe it, says Leanne. Leanne, that's incredible. Henry Shefflin singing Are You Ready? Oh, rumble strips for blind people at roundabouts. I mean...
That's the sort of thing I would fall for.
Yeah.
That's 100% the sort of thing I would fall for. Because if it's plausible enough...
I mean, I suppose the reality would it's not plausible in the slightest that a blind person would need to be driving a car and know when the roundabout is. But I suppose on walk on the traffic,
exactly,
like the pedestrian traffic,
yeah,
they have the bumped.
I only realised that's for blind people.
That is for blind
yesterday.
People. Yeah. So the reason that when you approach a junction, the foot it changes under your foot,
yeah,
is for blind people to understand this is where there is a road, and when,
yeah,
you know, then you can find the button and press the button and listen out for the. There's a sound that makes the, you know, that tells you it's safe to cross or whatever. But that's why those things are bumped. And a lot of people don't know that. But I suppose the fact that that exists might make you think for a second.
But all it takes is a second.
But then if you think about it for 2 seconds, you go, of course not.
But if someone tells you something, this is my issue when people do these things. If someone tells you something and for a split second it is plausible, then a reaction, of course, is to go, no way, really? You're not going to take a beat and go, wait a minute. And even if you do, it's too late. And everyone's like, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, well, just go on if that's fine.
That's absolutely fair. Anyway, thanks to everyone for who gets in touch with all the things that we talk about on the show. Absolutely love it. It's great chatting to celebrities, and particularly ones who are as sound as Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell and Harper Steele have a new movie out called Will and Harper. It is so beautiful. It's on Netflix. You should definitely watch it. But it was great to catch up with the two of them.
I do have to pick up on a couple of wonderful Irish moments, if that's okay with you guys. But there's a gorgeous scene where you sit at the Grand Canyon and you name your beers. And Harper, you chose Dolores O'Brien, which is just the most wonderful Irish.
Well, if it's a beer, it's going to be Irish. So,
but was that just off the top of your head, Dolores O'Brien?
Yes, it was. Well, I think if we're talking at the top of your head, Cornelius.
Oh, Dander Hoff.
Dander Hoff. Yeah. I think Will beat me on that.
I just loved the perfect Irishness of Dolores O'Brien. I know so many Dolores O'Briens. It really was perfect.
I hope they're all drunk.
Always. And Molly Shannon, you met her, obviously, as Irish as they come is our Molly. But Will, your choice of toenails in the scene, she called St. Patrick's Day St. Paddy's Day. You got your toenails painted. And that's amazing because we have a bit of a beef with Americans who say St. Paddy's Day. We don't say Paddy's, we say Paddy's with D's. And with Molly D's. Said Paddy's. She's one of us.
Yeah, oh, she is.
She definitely is. She wouldn't slip up like that at all.
No. Yeah. No chance.
But that was yeah, I don't.
How long did that stuff stay on your toes?
Oh, a good month.
Yeah.
Yeah, green toes for a month. But I must have known that at some point I'd be talking to someone in Ireland about this movie.
Well,
that was the choice of color for that reason.
You made a wonderful decision.
Right. If you could name like the perfect Irish name, doesn't have to be for a beer. I know like Dolores O'Brien was Harper's beer, but if you just think of the most, like if you just heard it, you went like, there's a fella who does sound for like gigs, right? And he does like, you know, every gig you go to, you'll see a truck of his outside. And every time I see his name, I go, this is the most Irish name in the world. His name is Mort Whelan.
Oh, it's a great
Mort.
One.
Like, what? Yeah. It's incredible. And he's a lovely lad, I know him. But Mort Whelan is just
Is it usually, it's
Irish.
Usually Martin, is it?
Mort I don't know where Mert is from. Yeah, I don't know.
It was Martin.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Mert Sheen. Mert.
I found out that Hector Hogan, it's Hogan. Hogan, his surname.
Didn't know that either.
And his first name is actually Shane.
Now that I did not know.
According to his Wikipedia.
Which you can always trust. Never.
Where
is
Hector from?
Is Shane, I could be so wrong.
Well, Shane the Irish for Hector, is what you're going to say?
Yeah, is Hector the Irish for Shane?
No, Hector is Spanish, I think.
Well, maybe, I don't know. I can stop talking.
Maybe he just, but maybe he just chose a stage name.
Yeah.
Because O'Hookagon.
Yeah.
Hector Hogan.
I'm going to just, you chat about yourself. You can discuss Irish names here. I'll just.
Give me an Irish name. You've obviously chosen Irish first names for your children.
Yeah.
But like, what's a guttural, quintessential Irish, like, combination of names? There must be lads in Edenderry with full on. I mean, Johnny Dunn's not far off it, but Johnny's not Irish enough. Like a Mortine or a Sean. There must be like Irish lads in Edenderry.
There's tons of Irish lads in Edenderry.
I mean, Irish named lads.
Irish language names.
Not necessarily. Just makes you think he couldn't be from anywhere else. Like David Moore. Like, in fairness, my name could, like, I could be an American professor.
Yeah, you could be. I could be
an English real estate agent.
Yeah.
Like, it's just two names. Yeah, Moore is quite Irish, I suppose, in some ways. But, like, meh, they're everywhere. So I don't scream Irish when you hear my name. Matt Cooper, Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
They're not, like, they're
very
not really.
Generic names, really, when you think about it.
They're not wrong. But you know what I mean? There must be, like.
Well, you see, Edenderry is just wild for its nicknames.
Well, go on, give us them then instead.
Johnny's nickname in his group of friends is Spud. So you don't really get more Irish than that, do you?
Spud, no. Spud is particularly Dunn. Irish. Yeah. Eimear, have you any, like, utterly Irish name?
I don't think so. I don't know anyone with a really Irish name. I think Dunica's always very Irish.
Also,
I have the answer to Hector saying if you want.
Oh, go on, yeah.
So, here's the skinny. He ditched his English name at the age of 12. So he was born Shane, and then he was so in love with Irish, he got his parents to change his name. So his name and his passport is Sean.
Oh.
Because they were like Shane Sean.
Okay, Shane Sean, yeah.
And Hector is a nickname he picked up at school.
Oh.
Interesting.
So complex nicknames.
This is one of those internet things of like funny people nicknames, there are so many of them. Mm. My uncle worked in Dublin Corporation, and himself and two of his mates were called John. To distinguish between them, one was Johnny Cash, because he worked in payroll. One was Johnny Flash because he worked in electrical. The last fella was Johnny Trash because he worked in waste management. Absolutely amazing.
In my brother's school, there was, I have to get this right, Soup, whose nickname was Soup. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And then his best mate was called Bread because Soup and Bread. And then one of their younger brothers, Soup's younger brother, started, or Bread's younger brother started, or one of them anyway, and the little brother's name is Crouton.
Amazing. Right, thanks for listening to the podcast on the radio, as always, 9 to 12, Monday to Friday. It's Dave Moore and Maria and Eimear on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.